Hey, listen, I get it. Medical sales is difficult. And your customers are especially difficult. In fact, your customers are different than everybody else's customers. And that's why it's a struggle for you. I don't think so. What do you think? Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the podcast for medical sales professionals. And I am so glad that you are here in the middle of July. And it's funny, when I get on the phone with a lot of you, many of you will say, so, hey, Mace, how's the weather down there in Florida? And I got to tell you, it's hot. I mean, man, it is really hot. It's probably hot where you are. But you got to understand, if you live in Florida, and a lot of you do, it's hot here year round. So enjoy the cool weather where you could find it. If you're out in San Diego and you have those cooler nights, cooler mornings, and let's face it, cooler days, you're lucky. I'm jealous. But we are here to talk to you. I'm very excited. I'm taking a little bit of time to do this because I'm about to get on a big airplane and go and speak at a national sales meeting, which is something I love doing. Going to do a keynote presentation and then a workshop afterwards. And it's great to be able to make those changes. But let's see if we can make some changes with you. I started off talking today about your customers. Your customers are different, right? Everyone thinks their customers and accounts are different. Now, let me ask you this. Are you selling to human beings who are paid to work in healthcare? If you are, your customers probably aren't that different. That's pretty much the end of the story. But let's break it down a little bit. Let's take a look at how healthcare customers are similar or alike. In many cases, exactly alike. I mean, all of them. So first of all, you have to own these things. They're stressed, they're overworked, they're short of time to do the things they want to do in their job. Many of them are burned out and they want to do the best work that they can and then they want to go home or go do something else. I mean, some people are married to their jobs, but not everyone is. And here's another thing that is pretty consistent amongst healthcare customers. This is going to be a little painful. I'm sorry. It might be a little painful, but I got to tell you the truth. They find most salespeople annoying. Why is that? Well, most salespeople take up the customer's valuable time without returning value. They're not going to like those people. And most salespeople try to sell them products and services that they already have without really showing the customer how there's a difference. Imagine if somebody did this to you. Would you be a little annoyed? I think so. And these salespeople, most of them just talk about their products and themselves without even really relating to the customer and his or her world. So what are some of the other things? Well, most healthcare professionals, they're concerned about the changing reimbursement. Right now, it's a big unknown with all the compromise and threatened changes in healthcare. We don't know what's going on. But if you work in healthcare, you're worried about how you're going to get paid. So they're all similar that way. Wouldn't you say that that's true? I mean, if some of them are employees of healthcare systems and they're salaried, well, they might not be worried about what they're going to be taking home, you know, next month. But it impacts the way they practice their specialties. So they probably are concerned about that. Here's something else about healthcare professionals that I think salespeople forget very, very often. Healthcare professionals, they're business people. If they're in private practice or group practice and they're not owned by a hospital or a healthcare entity, you know, a consortium or corporation, they're responsible for generating profit for their practices so that they can make money and take money home, which means they're business people. So if you're selling to business people, that you know, they're all alike that way for those who truly are business people. Here's something else that I think you'll agree makes them similar. They've got families. They've got friends. They'd like to spend time with their families and friends and, you know, other people who they enjoy being with away from work. Not everybody's married to their work. And most of them don't get to enjoy this life away from work as much as they would like. Maybe you feel that way too, you know, as a medical sales professional. You know, you work hard in this industry and you service your customers and you got to work when your customers want to work. That's just the way it goes. But what about your customers? They have to take care of their patients when their patients need care, when they're on call, when they're working during those hours, and those hours get longer and longer, and the time that they have to spend with their families and friends gets shorter and shorter. Healthcare professionals, they have bills. We already said they have families. They have needs. They have wants. They have desires just like you. They're not that different. And their health, okay, their health. I'm pointing to my heart. I try to take care of my heart. They need to take care of their health just like you. Hopefully you're doing that. But they need to maintain their physical health and their mental health. This is very, very important. Here's something that you have in common with them, or I should say they have in common with you, and don't ever forget this. When you're doing business with a company or with a salesperson or other representative of a company, doesn't it feel good or isn't it important that you feel like that person values you and values your business? They're the same way. They want to feel like they're valued and special by the companies and people they do business with. I've never met anybody who said, I like doing business with companies that just don't really seem to care about me. That doesn't happen very often. They have hobbies. Many of them have hobbies. Not all of them have hobbies, but some of them have hobbies and things they like to do away from work. You should find out what this is. It could be valuable. You might find some common bonds there. You might find that your customers are a lot like you. There are certain types of people they like and certain types of people they don't like. And consequently, there are salespeople they like and salespeople they don't like. So you want to try to be the salesperson they like, but if you're not, that's the way it is. The point is, everybody has people they like and people they don't like. Anyone who says, I like everybody, they're not really telling you the truth. They might try to like everybody. I try to like everybody. But the truth is, I don't really like everybody. Some people annoy me. Some people are toxic. Some people I don't want to be around. Some people I feel like they're just trying to take from me and suck the life out of me. I don't want to be around those people. Your customers feel the same way. You feel the same way. Here's something. Your customers, and I find this especially true with healthcare customers, they all have political views. Not going to insinuate what those views are or aren't or what they should or shouldn't be, but they all have political views. And it's going to vary. Here's one commonality that you should embrace. Don't talk politics with your customers. It's not good. No good could come out of it. Or I shouldn't say that. Seldom will good come out of it. And oftentimes when you take a very popular political stance, there's a lot of people who take a popular political stance. There's a more popular political stance today relative to our current state of politics. More people support that than not. So you might tend to think that everybody you talk to feels the same way that you do if you're on the popular side. Guess what? It's not true. And you risk doing amazing harm to the relationships you have with people when you strike out. So don't talk about politics, but keep in mind that, again, this is something where we're all the same. We have feelings about this. If you're presented with a political scenario, you have feelings about it. Your customers are the same way. And with respect to salespeople, all of your customers, they either respect salespeople or they don't. There's usually no middle ground. They'll show a level of respect for what you provide or they won't. And it's up to you to earn their respect. But here's the big thing. This is the most important thing. And this is where all I mean, every one of your customers is the same. They will buy when they're able to discern something of value and they feel reasonably assured of obtaining the promised desirable result. You create value. They buy. You don't create value, they don't buy. It's that simple. That's the way all of them are. Every one of your customers, they're all alike that way. Your customers aren't different. They're all the same that way. You're that way. I'm that way. So your job, whether you like it or not, going into Mission Impossible mode, and your mission, Jim, whether you decide to accept it, is to create value, earn respect of your customers, maintain that respect, and serve your customers to the best of your ability so they could serve their patients to the best of theirs. Do this. It just works. All customers are the same that way. All of your healthcare customers are the same. Let's stop pretending that they're different. If you're not getting the results you're after, it's not because your customers are different. They're not different. There's a lot of variables in this industry. But you know who gets to make the biggest difference in terms of buying products and services? People like you, the salesperson, because you can alter their perspective. You can alter apathy. You can help them to see things that threaten their business, threaten their results, threaten their patients' well-being, and you get to show them ways to have what they want. That's a lot of power, and it's a lot of responsibility. But the reason that you're able to do that is because your customers really aren't that different. They might be different in terms of personality or their specialties they practice, but at the end of the day, they all want pretty much the same thing. And you know what that is. They want to be able to do their jobs the best they can and go home and live their lives the best they can and spend time with the people they care about, get the things they want, fulfill their dreams, desires, and obligations. They're really no different than you. So go out there and do it. Make a difference. If I can help you, I will. I am here. And just so you know, we being me, I am starting to present webinars on a regular basis. I have one coming up next week. That's the beginning of August. One on Tuesday, August 1st, and one on Wednesday, August 2nd, where I will spend 45 minutes to an hour training attendees to that webinar exactly how to build and articulate value with customers, healthcare professionals, healthcare executives, and there's no charge for this. If you'd like more information about that, go to medicalsalesacademy.com. If you scan down by the bottom of the page, or it might even be up at the top of the page, you will find information about our next webinar. But sign up, no charge. People tell me they get a lot out of it. It could be very, very beneficial in your territory by helping you to switch up the way you approach and influence your customers. So I'm glad to help. Check it out, medicalsalesacademy.com. And don't forget that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Think about the patient. If what you're offering, if what you're doing is the right thing for the patient, then forge ahead and be passionate because that's what you do. Thank you for being with me on this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel. This is Mace Haroff. Get out there and make a difference. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.